Yo.
Yo. It's your hosts, Preston Madsen.
Drew Lancaster.
What's up?
And Ron Swanson, who doesn't want his identity to be known.
Bro, I'm just putting in some picks right now.
Yeah, we've got a new strategy for the upcoming week of sports bets. We get one bet per day. We all have to agree on
one,
a three-leg.
One bet, three-leggers, right?
One bet, three-leggers.
Underdog.
Underdog.
If you need a code, let me know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. The only way I'm getting back in is if Lauren or Abby uses my code.
Yo, you won't throw your code. You won't throw your code on here right now, right?
Yeah, bro, for all the listeners.
Dude.
You never know, bro. You might get... person, some guy from New Jersey that's gonna give you money, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Just for some feet pics or something.
Nice.
Anyways, just so you know, our picks today were fire, except for that Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, we had Aaron Rodgers going over 230 yards.
224.
And then we had, dude, it was 230 for me. I think
that was total yards. So total, that's yards? Rushing too.
Oh,
I saw that because I was almost going to do that one. I was like, why would
what
I?
What was
that?
He at?
He was at like 168 or something like that. Right.
Yeah, he's at
that's tough.
He's at 140.
140.
He for sure would have gotten it.
That is tough.
Especially because we're watching. Watson just had a 60-yard touchdown. So
yeah.
But yeah, besides that, so we had Watson going over 40 yards. What was it?
Yeah, it was just 40 yards.
Watson was going over 40 yards.
I told you guys to take that. Remember when I told you that?
Yeah, you told me.
I've been hitting lately, huh?
Because, yeah, you have been.
You also said Rodgers.
Well, hey, man, I can't control for that.
Yeah.
They call that an act of God. I can't control for acts of God.
It's called the act of stop betting, Drew.
And then our third pick was the scariest pick of the day. It was Marcus Smart had to score less points than
his own teammate Derek White.
Yeah, and Derek White was like 4 points behind him in the fourth quarter with not that much time left. And then I just get a text from Drew that says,
I was like, "Let's go." Because he was down 4, and then he came in the game. Well, what happened was Washington was down, or sorry, the Celtics were down, or up, 25. I'm like, oh, he's not even going to get back in the game. And then the Washington Wizards came back, brought it within like 11 or something. So they put him back in the game, hit 2 free throws. Then they put Marcus Smart back in the game. He misses a 3.
No way they're going for this.
And then, White hit a 3. And went up 1, and I was like, holy crap. And then they pulled them all out of the game. I was like, this is crazy. What just happened?
Bro, I saw Drew bet on the GOAT, too. Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis.
He had 8 points by the second quarter, bro.
Portis has won me more prize picks than any other individual player ever. I think I'm 8 for 8 all time on Portis props.
Love Bobby.
The GOAT.
Yeah, he needed 12 today, and he had 8 by the second quarter. I turned off that game as soon as I saw that. I knew he was going to get it.
I stopped following the Celtics game when I saw that he was in, but I didn't think it was going to hit. And then your text was what made me go look at it again.
There's just no way the Packers come back. Well, I guess what division are they in? Are they with the...
Bro, I get
the Vikings leave their division.
I'm not gonna lie, I get really confused with all the divisions in the NFL. It's hard.
Imagine being the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where you're leading your division at 5-6.
Are they leading their division?
That's what it just said. 5-6,
dude.
No, they said they were 4th.
No, I think
so
it's
that's
leading.
Division leaders.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's ass.
There's a division, I think the division that has the Dolphins in it, I think they're all...
Please make this.
Above 500.
Yeah, the Dolphins, the Bills, got it. Thank you. Dolphins, Bills,
Is that guy on your team?
No, I just can't have this go to overtime. Oh. I'll lose if it does.
But Drew needs an overtime, so.
Sorry, Drew.
I need an overtime, but it's fine.
I'm planning on using my winnings from my fantasy league for new clubs, so I think my.
How much will you make?
$500.
Holy freak.
And then.
How much you put in? 20?
50.
All right, well, do we want to talk about last Sunday?
What was last happened? Sunday?
The picks that we had that were dope, and then we got screwed.
Oh, no, that was Thursday. It was Thursday? Thanksgiving.
Oh, that was Thanksgiving, huh?
I was thinking I don't know if I can talk about it anymore. I've moved on, but it is definitely maybe the most painful thing that's ever happened in my sports betting career.
Do you want to explain how you think Vegas is incorporated in everything?
Bro, they just were calling... First off, the officiating... There were some of the worst calls. Like, Thanksgiving Day was an all-around awful day for refs. Like, if you watched... Oh, my gosh. If you watched, like... The three games that there were bad calls in every one of them. And like the worst one of all, much more than the Daniel Jones interception, because that one was like, I didn't think it was, but you could make a case that it was.
Pass interference.
That it was pass interference, even though it fucked me over, right? Excuse my language.
Watch your language.
Anyways, the Vikings game against the Patriots.
Yes, that was bad.
Unbelievable. One of the worst calls I've ever seen.
You talking about the goal line one?
Yes, like Hunter Henry's hand is under the ball.
On the line.
Clearly on the line. And they call it no touchdown. if that's not confirmation that Vegas is in on it, I don't know what is. Because they were showing comparisons to a Travis Kelce catch, a bunch of other catches this year that have been exactly the same, if not, like, more questionable than that one. That one was clear as hell.
And if your hand is under the ball like that and you do hit the ground, that's bad. Like, if you think about it.
Because they were saying he didn't have control, right, when he was going down?
No, he says the ball hit the ground.
Yeah.
The ball hit the ground?
I just don't understand it, bro.
Anyway, so we had, it was on Underdog, Saquon... One touchdown, Tyler Bass, two field goals, which was just crazy the way he got his...
That was crazy.
Where he got his...
Bro, field goal. I was going nuts when when Diggs caught that 40-yard bomb. I was so hyped.
Daniel Jones, one interception. Dak Prescott higher than 257 yards passing. And then Josh Allen higher than 26.45
points. Never mind, that was
a
different game.
So we had all four. Daniel Jones throws a pick, and they call it back, and then he doesn't throw a pick after that, so we missed our cash out.
So I just...
We were all riding it.
And that was... I had... Daniel Jones was in two... He was the last leg in both of my bets. One of them was for 100, the other one was a cash out of 115.
Yeah, I was going to say, this was boosted. This was a boosted...
It cost me $215.
This was a boosted bet, right?
Yeah, it was the boosted $1 bet. I was...
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's just painful. So it just like, because obviously Thanksgiving Day is probably one of the biggest days of the year for betting. Especially nowadays, bro, like everyone can bet. But the problem is becoming so accessible and these guys are making so much money. And I know that TikTok does an extremely impressive job with the algorithm. But I saw TikTok after TikTok after TikTok of people not hitting on their bets. Of a certain one thing happening exactly like it did to us where they didn't hit.
Bro, it's like the refs get buzzed when they're supposed to like make a terrible call.
Yeah.
But here's my other thing is if people are losing, that means some people are winning, right?
Some people have to. It's just all about...
How they lose more money and they're like, all right.
Yeah. It's not a new theory. It's just infuriating.
Not a new theory, but the first time I heard about it was that video I sent you on Instagram about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
I've heard that
before. Yeah, bro, I buy into that.
I've never heard that before, but it's pretty convincing.
I really think that that could be true.
Throw the bottle to Lazard right freaking now. That's not him.
Oh!
All right, back to my picks.
So we're going to talk you through our picks on this week for tomorrow, Monday.
Everyone pull up the underdog.
I can't, see. But I'll share with you.
So, like I said, I've got Aaron Gordon hitting on 16.5 points. Let me just tell you his past three games. 17, 30, 29.
Okay.
Say that again.
Who's he playing? They're playing
the Rockets. You're telling me that he can't... That's Lazard, baby. You're telling me Aaron Gordon can't score 17 points against the Rockets? That would be very frustrating.
Check out that tongue action from QB.
Did you guys see the Rockets beat the Hawks the other night, and DeJounte Murray and Trae Young were chirping all game?
I did see that. I saw that.
I love
that.
I love to see Trae Young and DeJounte Murray lose. Just two corny ass dudes. Yeah. Same type of players that. They're the same. It's a Caleb Williams type vibe.
Caleb Williams will be the Heisman.
Stop.
You cannot tell me he's not going to be the Heisman.
Nope. They're going to get beat by 3 touchdowns to Utah, and he'll throw 4 interceptions.
Which is also rigged because Heisman's not supposed to... Well, here's the thing. Heisman's not supposed to be affected by postseason, right?
No, it's not.
But it is, obviously. But anyways... I'm telling you, when I watched the Utah game, even when they lost, and when I watched last night's game, and I watched some of the USC...
To Lazard.
UCLA game.
Very happy you didn't get that.
Caleb Williams, like, is just so agile, and also never... Like, he doesn't seem like he's ever rushed. Does that make sense? Like, he just makes good decisions pretty much every time he has the ball.
Yeah, my brother compared him to a more elusive Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he's more... Yeah, he's an elusive dude.
Which I hate, because I hate him. But
so he's like Taysom Hill, but not quite as... a better thrower, and also probably couldn't play special teams and defense.
Tonyan.
Gotta go.
Cue up the Alan Lazard touchdown train.
So, anyways... I think Caleb Williams, do you want to put $5 on it?
I do not. Nope. Nope.
Caleb Williams is going to be the Heisman winner.
Oh! Lazard, where are you, dude? Run a route for him. They're going to kick the... What?
Yeah, because they need points. It's a 2-score game.
They're going to have to kick an onside kick anyways.
Oh, I guess.
Let's see.
Lazard is just not even on that screen.
But when you talk about, like, college football playoffs, what do you think is going to go down to? I don't know if they have, like, I don't even know how they decide these days. They have just, like, the committee that decides.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia's in, Michigan's in. Neither of them are going to lose in their title games. And most people think that even if TCU loses, which they could, Kansas State is really good. I think they'll be in anyways. And then the fourth is up for grabs, which I hope will be Ohio State. Yeah. I hope it'll be Ohio State, but a lot of people are saying it could be Alabama, LSU.
Better not be, dude. No, I thought Alabama was out.
Well, here's the thing. Before any of that, if USC wins, they're in.
If they win the Pac-12?
Yeah, they're in if they beat Utah automatically. Then it'll be Georgia.
And I think they will. I think last game they should have won.
Where?
Also, it was an away game for them.
Is it being played? Where do they play that?
I actually don't know. Someone find that. Look that up.
I mean, I guess it really doesn't matter that much. It's not like USC ever has a home field advantage. you guys have you ever watched their games? They have like 3,000 fans.
You like, see the Stanford game last night?
Nobody goes. I didn't even watch it. I legitimately did not know it happened until you guys texted that.
I didn't watch any of it either, but I saw like BYU football posted a video on their Instagram, I think. And they were like, home field advantage no matter where we go. And it's like the stadium was honestly probably mostly... it's mostly BYU fans, and then it's just like empty. And
bro,
like
it's really weird. Football in California just like doesn't... People just don't get up for it. Maybe just because I was thinking about it, like maybe there's just like... I don't know. People don't go there to watch football. You know what I mean? People go crazy in Nebraska because it's the only thing you do.
And like, I don't know. If you think about it too, they have like California has so many different teams of every sport. So it kind of like steals some of the market. Yeah, like you're saying, like in Nebraska where football's the big thing and everyone goes to it.
Utah's at USC.
Utah's at USC. I don't think they lose that game.
You want to give me 3-1 odds on it? $5?
So, if USC wins, I get $5?
Yeah.
And if Utah wins, you get 15?
Correct.
Let's do it, man.
Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Send me a handshake emoji. I'll like it.
All right, bet. I gotta get my revenge back after that horrid Tennessee performance.
Yeah, so Colin, by the way, gave me good odds on the underdog.
What did we just bet that straight up or what?
I think it was straight up.
Yeah, that was a crazy straight up bet.
Looking back on it, I guess, but
I don't know. I thought it was like 2-1.
No, but like I think it's crazy if you ever go straight up against the Bulldogs.
I think it was 4-1. You gave me 4-1, and you were like $5, $20 for me.
Oh yeah, it wasn't straight up. It was straight up, but it was like if Tennessee won, you would have won a lot more money than PMAD won.
Yeah, so not straight up.
Not straight up.
Okay. Well, like straight up, like where there wasn't any like points given.
No, yeah, I just mean as far as odds. If it was even.
Yeah, so Colin wanted, we both kind of wanted to cheer for Tennessee in that game, but Colin ended up making the deals of the bet, and so I took Georgia, which Colin realized was a bad idea after he saw the crowd at Georgia.
It's tough. Tough look.
And then ever since then, from that first play of the game,
Tennessee just let everybody down in the country.
Tennessee just actually is not good.
Get him. That's it.
Game over.
Dang, that's crazy.
You guys rather have the Eagles or Bills win the Super Bowl?
The Bills. Just because I don't really like AJ Brown.
That's it.
I kind of like the Eagles. I've kind of been like a fan of the Eagles.
And the Eagles won it like 4 years ago.
I've kind of been a fan of the Eagles.
5 or 6 at least.
Since I was like little.
Before my mission.
So I'm an Eagles fan.
And I love Josh Allen. And I love Stephon Diggs too.
Can we talk about how Josh Allen kind of sucks sometimes?
Dude, bro, he's injured.
He was so good until that hurt elbow.
Yeah, they should have benched him for a game. Let him recover.
No, he's got that dog in him. He doesn't want to get paid. He's like Aaron Rodgers, bro. He's been playing through a broken thumb.
I think they were saying they were gonna bench him, but he like ended up, yeah, like you're saying, he just like probably went to the staff and was like, I'm playing, I'm good.
Yeah.
I love that Justin Jefferson 0.5 yards though. I won $36
on that. I don't know, man. How can you, really quick, back to Josh Allen, how can you root for someone who gags himself every game before?
I think that's such a badass move, to be honest.
Dude,
just to gag yourself.
Did you remember the
do
video?
Do what you gotta do.
I sent you a video of the Tennessee Alabama game this year.
Yeah, the lineman just puking.
Pukes on the field and then looks up
I think that's sick, bro.
At the other team and like shakes his head.
That's so sick.
Sick nasty for sure. But yeah.
Okay.
You were going to talk about the BYU game? Oh,
no,
we didn't finish your picks. Yeah, we didn't finish your picks. So,
back to picks.
Aaron Gordon.
This is what I got right
over.
Now.
Over.
Tell me what you guys think. Aaron Gordon over 16.5 points. Zach LaVine over 21.5 points. And then Domantas Sabonis under 35.5 points, rebounds, assists.
I like them all except for Aaron Gordon.
Well, only two of our picks have to all agree.
Do you like it?
Aaron Gordon?
Yeah.
And they're playing the Houston Rockets? It's the most magical time of the
year. I think unless Jokic or MPJ or Murray is out, I think that's a bad pick. Aaron Gordon is inconsistent.
Then who do I choose then?
And it's true. I think because given the last three game stats that you just said, it feels like they know something.
Do I go Jalen Green over 21.5?
Is there a versus that we can take?
I haven't seen any. They haven't come out with any versus yet.
Hmm.
I like the versus though. Those are fun.
I feel like I do pretty good on the versus.
Let's see. Well, then who do I go with? That's the question. Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges.
I don't know why I hate betting on Devin Booker. Also, Payne. I don't like betting on Payne either.
Campaign. Bro, did you guys watch the Jazz game last night?
No, but I saw your text about a Quinn Snyder coaching call. Either?
I don't have it.
They had, so listen to this, they had 26 seconds and the shot clock, right? 24 seconds. And they just didn't foul.
And they were down one,
so right? They would have had 2 seconds left?
Figuratively, but I mean, in the time that you rebound the ball, that's at least another like half a second to second off, plus advancing it plus half court somewhere in the area code of being a good 3-point shot to win it. That's another second. Like, that's just not.
So did they?
Not really possible.
So the Suns ran the shot clock down all the way.
They ran it down all the way, got a shot, and then Ayton got an offensive board.
Oh, I was gonna ask, did they miss their shot?
They missed it. So Ayton got an offensive board, and then it was just time expired. But, like, you would have to have at least 4 or 5 seconds differential for that to work.
Was there ever a chance where, like, a bad free throw shooter had the ball?
They kept it mostly between Booker and Bridges, so no, I don't think so.
But still, if you do that, you can still get a 3 off and tie it. I don't know. That's surprising because, I mean, it's like the first game, really, that we've done badly.
It was legitimately a silly-ass move.
In the fourth quarter, crunch time.
I like Jalen Hurts a lot.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, who's the third pick?
A lot of people are questioning if Will Hardy is.
What we got soccer-wise?
Why would they question him after one game? Come on.
Bro, he's just been like, it's the Kelly Olynyk thing too. Like, he's been playing Kelly Olynyk in the end of games over Walker Kessler. And Olynyk just exposed on defense. Really? He's so bad, bro.
I never liked that move.
He sucks.
Because we don't have any, like, actual true center in there.
Yeah.
Well, that, and then also Boyan is like, I don't know. I think they could have kept him.
I think I watched a YouTube video or something on the Utah Jazz, and it was like a week or two ago, but they were saying how Markkanen and Vanderbilt and Olynyk have actually been like way outperforming what they should have been, like people expected them defensively.
I mean, they're starting to come back down to earth, and I think that's just part of the law of averages. They're not. I don't know. I think Lowry's really good, but obviously he's not going to average 27.
Mm-hmm. Just by the way, Drew will tell you not to bet on Lowry.
Don't bet on Lowry. If I'm betting on Lowry, I'll let you guys all know not to bet on Lowry.
If Drew's ever betting on Lowry, you should bet against Lowry.
Like, I'm 0 for 3. And it's not been, like, close at all. It's been, like, terrible, terrible performances every time I bet on him. And then the next day, he'll go drop 39 and 3 quarters against the Lakers or something like that. Oh, okay, I need one more pick. And it's, should I do, Shy?
Do you know who I've hit every time I bet on is Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah, he's actually Donovan been hitting.
Has been lighting it up.
Yeah. That one TikTok he sent me is hilarious.
Oh, the Yavin guy?
Yeah, that guy's so bro, funny. That guy's so freaking funny.
I was kind of expecting him to not do so well when he left Utah because of the Utah curse, and anyone who's ever left Utah after being really good has sucked.
No one's ever been as good as Donovan, though.
Yeah, but, like, I think Gordon Hayward was pretty big. Like, when he left, he was actually a top player in the league.
Yeah. He's the wrong skin color, though.
Okay. What about Darren Williams? He was,
He's half the right skin color.
He was halfway.
No, Darren Williams was, washed by that point. But Gordon Hayward, that guy...
He's injured again, do you know?
Bro, that guy finessed.
He, like, broke. I heard his wife was, like, coming out to the media about how the organization of Charlotte doesn't protect their players or something like that.
Really?
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, something like she was mad about how they were treating him. Yeah.
That doesn't
she's
surprise
just,
me.
She's just mad that their life isn't as good ever since he left Utah.
Bro, they were next-door neighbors to my cousins.
Really?
Yeah, they would, like, babysit their kids and stuff.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, the Haywards would babysit your cousin's kids?
My cousins would babysit their kids because they have, like, young kids.
All right, I'm going Shy assists.
Shy assists? I feel like you can go Shy points.
Yeah. I feel like Shy points is just... I feel like you always feel good about that one, at least. Even if he doesn't hit.
Whatever, I'm going Shy points, and if I don't hit, you guys got to give me what $2.
$2? How much are you putting on that?
$2.
What's his line?
30.5.
I don't know. He's been doing, like, games he'll go
yeah,
off.
Yeah, he's gone 32, 30, 31.
Holy cow, bro. They'll let you do $2 bets?
Yeah. $100? You can do $1 bets.
Shoot.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to pull out your money.
Prize picks are crooks, bro. $5 minimum bets, get out of here.
So anyways, here's the logic.
$4 bet?
Here's the logic between doing 3-leg bets on underdog. If you get 1 out of every 6 bets right, you will make your money back and break even.
For $2 bets?
For any bet, because...
On 3 legs.
On 3 legs, because it's x6, right? So you can miss 5 out of 6 bets and still break even. And if you do better than that, then you're making money, at least, like, just a little bit. I don't know. It's not going to be a lot. But it's better than losing money, because that's what I've been doing up to this point.
All right. I'm going a $2 bet on that.
I've got to be somewhat in the negative at this point, bro.
I think I am, too. It's bad.
But it doesn't matter, because I'm plus 700 all time at Wendover.
I think I'm only negative my initial deposit. I haven't, like, my first ever deposit is all I am negative.
Also, I have this promo coming back into Price Picks. It's not gonna let me withdraw, you know, because it's promo money. I don't think it will, at least.
Yeah, you have to cycle it through.
So what I'm gonna do is that's the last $15 I will ever use on Price Picks, and I'm taking that shiz to 1,000. I promise, it's going. I'll use Prize Picks until that money's gone.
You're gonna have to wait for, like, the perfect tacos, and do 2 legs every time.
No, I'm doing 2 leggers. I'm gonna hit whenever. I'm gonna go through every single one. I'm gonna go through points, rebounds, assists, turnovers, steals, blocks, points. I think the issue is I haven't been diving into it enough.
I think the issue is when you dive into it, then you have misplaced confidence, and you're, like, set on something happening.
I just need NBA playoffs to come back.
The problem is sports is too unpredictable. It's just like things just go wrong. Like Aaron Rodgers getting injured.
True. Okay, I'm done talking about betting.
Okay. BYU played Dayton. Not Davidson.
Not Steph Curry's alma mater.
And Drew was the only one who actually watched this game, so you're going to have to...
Oh, the BYU game?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was watching a... Danny Jacks just sent me a video of Rudy Gobert being an idiot and his roast giving me some.
You guys both hate him.
I love Rudy.
You love Rudy?
I love Rudy, bro. He hates Rudy and he... Oh, I can't stand Danny when it comes to him talking about Rudy Gobert.
I feel bad for Rudy, honestly.
It's just a terrible... Like, again, another terrible situation. Quinn Snyder put Rudy in terrible situations, made him look like an idiot on the floor, and now the Minnesota Timberwolves are doing the same exact thing by putting this tall A lineup on the floor and has league. No chemistry with freaking D'Angelo Russell as your point guard.
T-Lo. Did you open the TikTok I sent you of him not being... They had four players on the court, and D'Lo was supposed to check in, and he just didn't.
No way. I didn't see that.
You didn't just see that? I thought that was everywhere. Sat
on the sideline, bro.
No. He was just done? Or did he forget?
Just like, he just waited he for just a like, dead ball.
Yeah, he was just up against the score table, like...
It was that same guy. It was Gavin, I think.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And I think the team they were playing against had, like, three shots and, like, three offensive rebounds in that time.
Yeah. Interesting. That shit was funny.
No, so the... I don't want to bounce around so much, but the BYU game. So BYU was down 9-32.
Yeah,
I saw at one point. And I said... And I even saw Mark Pope. He was getting so frustrated. I even saw him like say to the refs, like, that was a bullshit call. You know, I'm like, that's Mark Pope swearing for you. You know, something's going wrong. Shout out to the podcast name. If you think BYU Sports doesn't swear.
You're wrong.
But
I mean, what do you expect?
Bro, I don't know why. Like, I even told my dad that. I said, Dad, like... No, BYU basketball. Like, those guys were swearing in practice. And Mark Pope just swore on TV. And he's like, what? You know, he's like, there's no way.
Dude, that's so what...
I'm telling you, they have that culture.
When the BYU football team came down the river and, like, every other word out of their mouths was, like, just crazy. I was like, no way. Like, yeah. How are the coaches just, like, allowing this stuff?
Yeah. But, I think it's just too hard to control. And then...
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're down 9-23. Second half starts... I don't think it was 9-23 once the second half, or 33, 32 or whatever. I don't think it was that score, but they were down like around 15 at half, and they just were like battling the entire game. Gideon George, hate the guy, but he just went off. Like, he was everywhere. Defense, three-pointers, he was just going off. Richie was playing well. We didn't have Spencer Robinson.
Spencer Johnson?
Johnson, sorry. Well, I don't know why.
What's wrong with him?
He hurt his knee in the game before. So I was like, we couldn't score. Trey Turner looked terrible, or Trey Stewart looked terrible. Yeah, I mean, I'm not kidding. Stewart airballed four threes. Four three-pointers. I'm like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing?
Airballed?
Yeah, airballed. Hit nothing. Not even, like, short. It was left and right, bro. I'm like, if you're missing left and right, you got something whack.
Were they off-balance shots?
No, bro. They were set. Maybe, like, half and half. Maybe two were, like, off the bounce, and then two were set. But... And then Jackson... What's his name? Is it Robinson also? Jackson Robinson?
No.
Number two?
You think about Jackie?
Number two.
On BYU roster, Jackson...
Is he white?
No. Oh.
Mahomes?
Anyway, he was playing so good too. He was just like... He hit a couple threes. Let me find him. Anyway, and then we came back, take it to overtime with like 3 missed free throws in the fourth quarter. Yo, why is my phone saying I have no service and I got SOS down here?
It is a pit
down there. There's Jamal Williams, my favorite running back in the NFL.
Bro, I'm just going to trade for Jamal Williams. Drop DeAndre Swift.
So...
Dude, he got really big after he left BYU. Anyways, you can go back to your game. Sorry.
No, you're good. That's like I was saying. They like missed a couple free throws in the fourth quarter. Still was able to get it to go to the overtime. And then, oh, part of it too was, bro, Dayton. They like, I'm pretty sure they had like 3 season-ending injuries. Really? In the last 5 minutes. Like, they had a guy that like buckled his knee. Had a guy in overtime.
I saw like, one of them. He like rolled his ankle.
Yeah, rolled his ankle. Had to be carted off. Or not, like carried off, I guess. And then the other guy was fouled out. You know, so it was like they were playing in overtime without 3 of their starters. So BYU was able to win. But it was a good win. It was good to see Mark Pope coached well. He had some really, really, really good plays in the second half that brought him back.
Sorry, this is really off topic, but I just saw they're playing these like Utah players that are doing well in the NFL. You guys know the player? I feel like there's a player on the Seahawks team that won the Super Bowl that was from Weber State.
Who? This guy.
I don't even know who that is.
He's
bro.
So good.
From Weber State?
I feel like it was like Marshawn Lynch or something. I don't know how, but I feel like there was a player, someone from Weber State is like really good at a sport, and I think
he played for the Seahawks Super Bowl team, he went to Utah State, Bobby Wagner.
No. Who is the other running back besides Lynch?
Tyler Algier.
On the Seahawks?
Yeah.
You're talking about BYU.
Super Bowl team.
Couldn't tell you.
You'd have to look it up.
Could not tell you.
Anyways, I think it was a running back. And it wasn't Marshawn. It was another guy.
I'm glad Tuiaki's gone, or however you say his name.
Tuiaki.
Dude, yeah, I think they probably should have been gone right after the Arkansas game, if not before that, when we stopped Arkansas a total of 2 times.
Yeah, that was bad. What did they have, 50?
And one of the times was in the first quarter, right, like the first drive.
Oh, it's in Vegas. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, that is cool. All right, I had a request from Bryce Wilson to talk about the Rona Cup.
We can, yeah.
So, the Rona Cup is, we do it basically every 6 months, around October and April. At least we try to. And it's called the Rona Cup because the first year we did it is when everybody started playing golf, and it was around Corona. So then we did 4v4 scramble. It's just one day.
Initially, it was supposed to be formatted after the Ryder Cup, where we would do multiple different formats.
That's true, yeah. But then
we just decided it's more fun just to play scrambles.
No, a guy named Ty threw a hissy fit about it. So we just did a scramble.
Hey.
He was all like, that wouldn't be fun, bro. I don't want to wait for guys that suck all day for them to finish. That's what it was.
What other format? I don't remember that.
You're supposed to do like 4 different formats. So you're supposed to do scramble for three.
There's not even scramble in the.
But you're supposed to do best ball.
Yeah, but so you do best ball, alternate shot, and then.
Honestly, the only one of those that I think would be fun to incorporate would be alternate shot.
That would be so fun.
I think it'd be cool.
But like,
That was Ty's. Ty was like, I don't want to hit a really good shot, and then my teammate hit a really bad one.
Because I think we were saying we were going to pair up, like, the best player with, like, the worst player on the team, and they'd play against the other team's best player, and then the two middle players would pair up and play. Anyways.
I think it'd be fun. I think we're all, like, good enough at golf now where we could hold our own and do it.
But Ty would still rage if he's paired up with someone who's not consistent enough to, like, if he hits a good fairway. And then
honestly, it depends on if what happens to Ty the night before. If Ty has a good night before.
Whatever, bro. Ty was high as a kite at the Sleepy Ridge, and he was knocking in putts all day.
No, exactly, right? But I'm saying, like, let's say, like, it could be anything else, right? It could be a girl giving him a bad time the night before. Over. He's gonna make everybody else's day miserable.
Yeah,
he was so high. But he was playing so
Speaking
good.
Of Bryce bringing this up, Bryce played out of his mind.
At this last
time. We beat you guys by two, right?
By one. And we actually should have beaten you by one because we made stupid choices. Like, okay, so this was a Halloween, like Revenge of the Greenskeeper type scramble.
Monster mash.
So, like, the greens were, like, just terrible, where they'd set the pin location at, like, the most impossible places. The first bad decision we made of the day was we landed on the green on a par three, and then we took a ball that was off the green but closer to the hole. Like, so we were just going to try and chip it, like, because it was a downhill putt, like, right on this crazy hill. So we took the one off the green, but there's a three-putt cap on all the holes.
Because it's, like, because they're put in spots where if, like, you miss the putt, it's going to roll back down to you. That's, like, kind of, like, the concept of what.
Like, right to where you were originally. Anyways, so we took the one off the green for some reason, not thinking it through, and then we three-putted still.
Whose decision was that?
I think it was a mix between Nate and I, me and Nate. Because, I mean, looking at the putt, I was literally like, I'm not. If we putt it, like, what happens if this happens? What if you putt it off the green and then it comes, like, does that mean you have to putt back onto the green and then three putt again? Or does that count
as a. No, I think
that would count as a putt.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what it was looking like. The putt was, we were in a location that if we were putting downhill, and it was, like, super sloped to the right, from left to right. And if you putt it, like, it's just going to go off the green. Like, there is no... or it would end up just terribly far away.
Yeah.
So we were like, I kind of like chipping uphill better than putting it downhill on this. And so we convinced them to take the one off the green for some reason. So anyways, there's a stroke that we gave up. And then another stroke. Bryce basically birdied hole number two all, he eagled hole number two all on his own, except for that we forgot to pull the pin. So his eagle putt hit the pin and bounced out.
I know Nate was begging for you guys to take that.
No, yeah, he was. He was. He's like, we should just take that. It was in. It fell in. It, like, because the ball dropped in, hit the stick, and bounced back out.
If P-Mat wasn't on that team, they would have came in with the couple strokes lower.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you.
For sure.
So we should have beaten you by one stroke. We should have been minus five. Or what did you guys finish? Minus three?
Like minus two, I think. I think we shot a 70, right?
I think we finished minus two.
Or no, we shot a 69.
Minus three. We should have finished minus four instead of minus two. Because, like, two of those were but actually, at the same time, I made two putts that saved strokes for us that were, like, I missed it on the way up, but it came back in on the way down. I made that twice.
We had a couple of those, too.
Yeah.
So that saved some strokes. I'm surprised Deer Valley isn't open yet. Anyways. The Ronda Cup is fun. We'll let you guys know when we make the teams.
We're planning to make it a national tournament.
A national tournament.
Bring everybody in.
And each...
Unless you're good.
Each tournament we can...
Unless you're good, yeah. Unless, you have to
unless
have...
Unless you're a sub 5 handicap, you can't play. You're disqualified.
You gotta be... Yeah. And if you are a sub 5 handicap, you can't play more than twice a year. Like Ty. So.
So, where does Dan fit in this category?
Disqualified.
I think Dan plays about twice a year, though, no?
Yeah, but he'll shoot 4 under still.
Have you actually been with him when he shot under par?
Oh, yeah. I did. Really?
Dude, Dan beats both Drew and Tyler.
Right before I went out for sale, he shot 2 under at Tippinogas.
That's crazy.
I think Dan, like, regularly beats Drew and Ty when they go and play.
That's wild.
He's anyways, okay, let's talk. We have to talk about this. The long drive man.
Mr. Henson.
Should we hold that for episode on Thursday?
Yeah, we can.
That's some funny shit.
Whatever his... What was his name?
Henson. Brock Henson.
Brock Henson. If you hear this, dude, send us a video of you hitting a drive. 380 yards. Like 380 yards, not downhill, a little bit uphill. I gotta see it. And then tell your little friend if he's gonna say something, like, don't say it so quiet. Like, holy cow, that guy's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a good day. We'll catch you on, what is it, Thursdays? It's
supposed to be, yeah. I won't be here Thursday, so we might have to do it like Wednesday. I'll be in St. George.
What are you doing there?
Coaching. We got a tournament. High school.
Damn.
Unless you guys want to come.
I might be there this week. There's a small chance.
In St. George?
Yeah.
So, would there be time to play some golf? Or?
I will be going to play some golf. Small chance.
P-Man, make it happen.
Thursday? Friday, Saturday. Come Friday, Saturday. Bro, I have to make so many truffles.
I'll come home to make some truffles.
Tomorrow night?
Possibly. We have a game tomorrow night. What about Wednesday night? I'll make truffles with you till 2 a.m.
2 a.m. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll see if I can make it happen.
Anyway.
Peace out.
See ya later.
Language Nation. Let's ride.
Are you supposed to clap so you know?
I don't know. It just said Language Nation. Let's ride.
Language.
Broncos Nation, let's ride to another L.